passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. Here on the last Thursday in the merry month of May. For many people, they didn't think May was a very merry month with pandemics and quarantines and all sorts of information out there, and as much, if not more of it, wrong or bad than good. So tonight's show, we're hoping to give you some enlightenment from somebody who is going to walk on both sides of the line, that has had a practice for a long time, works with naturals, but is also very much grounded in, quote unquote, the practical side or more of the Western side as well. So we're not going to be doing any conspiracy theories tonight. We'll save those for another show. Come conspire some other time, because today we're just going to try to share some facts. We're going to try to give you the best information with so you can make the best decisions, because that's what we like to try to do here on the Dr. Kevin Show. But as always, first of all, remember, we are a live call-in show, and you may be part of this conversation by calling in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And before I do a full introduction of tonight's guest, we know that I always like to start the show with my hot topic. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, my hot topic is either something that warms the fuzzies of my heart, warms the cockles of my heart, or it gets me hot and bothered under the collar. We can never tell which way it goes, and sometimes the topic does a little bit of both. Once I've shared it, we'll invite tonight's guest to comment on it, and then I will do a more full introduction of her, and we'll be off to the races. That being said, if you also want to read or click links or make comments, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. When you're there, make sure you like the page, because I'm a likable guy. I'm telling you, I'm likable. But I ain't got anybody here today to back me up. So we're going to start with the hot topic. And to me, the hot topic has been this resurgence of only when I feel like it's my rights that are being compromised, do I think it's unfair. As many of you know now, I put out a monthly email newsletter. And if you go to mydrkevin.com, the website, you can sign up for it there by adding your name to my mailing list. And this was actually part of my topic for this month. That, you know, here we have these people who are fine deciding things like what a woman can do with her body, deciding that they have all of these freedoms that no one should ever, ever cross in their mind, whether it's reasonable or not, but don't care about anybody else's freedom or the cost of their choices. And we're seeing a very undersized part of America right now, and a very good part of America right now. We're seeing people show up. We're seeing our first responders and our people that are on the front lines and our essential services. We're seeing what heroes they are showing up, separating themselves from their families, quarantining themselves from their lives to be on the front line to attack what's going on these days with our pandemic. But then you have the people that think that they're too good to wear a mask. One of them sits in the White House. And that in that, that maybe they are not the person who is likely to get it, or if they get it, they're not likely to die, but they don't care if they pass it on to other people. They think it's unreasonable to do precautions that might save somebody else's life, because it's clear that somebody else's life is meaningless to them. They have no value for life unless it's something that they can do from a bully pulpit. And there's a lot of the bully pulpits out there. So looking at what this pandemic has showed us about America, both warms the cockles of my heart and it gets me hot under the collar. You know, one of the best things I saw, and the thing I ask people to keep in mind, you know you're going to get thrown out if you try to walk barefoot in a store where shoes are required. Or a shirt. There are places that say, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Don't come in. Can't do that. And if a store wants to say, no shirt, no shoes, and no mask, they have a right to do that too. They have a right to protect their employees, and you have a right to shop somewhere else. You don't have a right to get violent, aggressive, mean, cruel, spit at people, get in their faces because you're an overgrown, self-absorbed child in an adult's body, which, seeing some of what we have seen recently, would be a great argument for gun control when you think some of these people that have guns, because they really are scary. But that being said, on the other side, we have the people that are giving of their lives, giving of their times. We have the people that are supporting those people. And they're out there. So we're seeing the great divide in America. Those who care about humanity and Americans and all Americans, and those who don't give a shit about anybody but themselves and anything that they may go through that might be inconvenient. Maybe they just can't get their hair done. That being said, I'm going to welcome Dr. Patrice Mallory. And I think I just pronounced Malloy. I knew I was going to do that. Malloy. I told her I was going to do that. And all of my listeners are going to laugh because I always say when I come to a name, will you guarantee I'm going to mispronounce it at least once? You'd be surprised. I can screw up Smith. It's amazing. Actually, I just celebrated my anniversary, 15 years on a radio show.
Congratulations.
I didn't remember. LinkedIn told me. All these people say, congratulations on your anniversary. I'm like, what anniversary? 15 years as a radio show host. And so you'd think I'd learn how to pronounce a name. Before I tell you more about, say it again, Dr. Malloy.
Patrice Malloy.
Malloy. Malloy, Malloy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that. Adam 12. The guy's last name was Ken Malloy. So we'll see if we can get it in my thick head. But that's okay. I'm okay with having a thick head. It's got a great head of hair on it, so it's okay. So, Dr. Malloy, before I introduce you, comments on tonight's hot topic. What do you think this pandemic has showed us about America?
Well, my first comment is going to be, when I was growing up, I grew up in a very Irish household. I was always taught my rights end where someone else's begin. And I think that covers almost everything that you said. I have my rights, but I have no right to impede, stomp on, or infringe upon anyone else's right to live. My place in this world is one of respect, to respect myself and respect others. And that's my place in the world. And if we all just respected everyone else's position and ourselves, we'd live a lot better.
Well said, Doc. So, as a doctor of natural health, over the years, Dr. Malloy has discovered the importance of supporting the body with what it needs to work optimally. She believes this information may be of assistance to a great many people at this time and looks forward to sharing it with you, my listeners. So with that being said, and I did not get a contact website or email or where people can reach out and contact you. If you want to go at some point to facebook.com/mydrkevin and type that in under the comment under tonight's show, people can go there if they want to know more about you, if they want to contact you, if they want to say, hey, I think you're fabulous. We want to give them that opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, I am having wonderful problems with my computer, so I'm just going to say I am at Ideal Body and Wellness at Lynch Chiropractic in Salem, New Hampshire. and trying to get my computer to do what I want it to today has been a monumental problem. So I'll give you that information right there. And I am going to say, first of all, that everything that I'm going to be presenting tonight is going to be my opinion and my research, and it's not intended to replace a one-on relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's not intended in any way as medical advice. And this is just a sharing of my knowledge and my information. So please consult your physician or other qualified health professional before taking any supplements or treatments of any kind. This is being presented not, again, as medical advice or as a substitute for medical counseling. And especially if you're pregnant or if you're nursing or if you want to treat a child under the age of 12, consult with your doctor or your physician or other qualified health professional. And as a doctor of natural health, I don't prescribe, diagnose, or treat any medical conditions. What I do is I educate people. And where I wanted to go tonight is everybody's afraid of COVID-19 right now. Everybody is extremely frightened. And we know that it is a virus. It's affecting everyone. And it's literally shut down the world. So what I want to talk about is strengthening the immune system and how to improve your health and how to better prepare yourself to reduce the consequences of the effects of the virus in case you do, unfortunately, encounter it. There are no guarantees, and we're going to look at this information.
Okay. So, one of the things is, and I have to tell this to a lot of my radio guests, especially the passionate ones, make sure you breathe often enough that I can ask you questions along the way, because I am my listener's question asker when they don't call in. So,
okay. I'm nervous. This is the first time on the radio, so you're going to have to give me a little, bit here, because I'm a bit nervous and I'm trying to breathe too.
It's okay.
And get all the information
out. Good. And I have the best listeners in the world, and they'll take that in and they'll trust me. They're not gonna judge you, and they're not gonna think, it's a very open-minded listening thing. But one of the mistakes, I'm gonna put it right out front, that sometimes somebody who hasn't done a lot of radio or TV is you get on a stream, but then you're putting out so much information, my listeners can't take it all in at once. And so we have to stop
I'm used to getting classes.
Things like that. Yeah. So the first thing is, of course, our first segment that's directed for you is where you're going to take all our listeners outside of the box. And I'm going to specifically ask you if you can talk about what are some of the myths around the immune system. You know, we hear it all the time. We hear you need to have a good one. We hear about autoimmune diseases. We hear a lot about the term immune system. But how what do you think that's out there that is most damaging or may most mislead somebody or is just not simply true about the immune system that could make somebody head in the wrong direction?
Well, people really don't understand what an immune system is. There are two parts to your immune system. You have the immune system that you're born with, your innate immune system. And that's what you receive from your mother, and that's what you're born with. But there's another part, and that's the one that you develop when you encounter things. You develop it. One of the things about the coronavirus is it has that wonderful little word in front of it, novel, which means new. It means we haven't encountered it before. We have to get it in order to develop a resistance to it, which means you either have to be inoculated against it or you have to get it to develop antibodies to it. And that kind of is a catch-22 because you have to get sick in order to develop a resistance to it, in order to get the antibodies to make you well. And the bad part about the coronavirus is some people become extremely ill when they get it. And some people don't have any symptoms at all, and they don't even know that they've had it. And that's what's very, very frightening. And that's where we get back to, what are these factors that are determining whether you become extremely ill and it can wind up being fatal, or you've had it and you don't even know you've had it? And again,
now,
that comes back to the immune system.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now, from what you've seen, because what I hear, and just to be fair, I know my listeners know this. I know that you and I have crossed paths a couple of times, but I don't know how much you actually know about the work I do. So all of my interactions with COVID has been from a perspective as a medical intuitive. What I see uh-huh. when I look in the person's body that has it, like uh-huh. how I see it working. But
right.
but one of the things that I hear regularly, and I've even experienced seeing, is how really differently it seems to play out with everybody is really unusual. Would you say that that's a fair statement?
It's absolutely a fair statement. You're wondering if it's a different disease. One of the things that I've come across in my research is that it seems that pH, the body's pH, might play a factor in it. There are several different factors that I'd like to talk about tonight, and pH is one of them. The body's pH may be a factor in how the virus gets in. I was reading and I found a very interesting supplement, and the researchers from the Massachusetts General Hospital, this was published on March 4th, 2020, and it's basically saying that viruses are pH sensitive. And it's saying that the virus needs a pH in the blood of 6.0 in order for the virus to be able to invade the cells. So there are a lot of things that a human being can do to raise the body's pH. And what would make the pH more acidic in a human being is basically your diet, what you're encountering, eating bad foods, stress. There are a lot of things that will bring down the pH in the body. But there are also a tremendous amount of things that you can do to raise the alkalinity of your body, to bring it out of that
okay.
area, which just might make you less receptive and less vulnerable to the virus.
Okay, so I want to ask a clarifying question here. First of all, I'm sure there are listeners that are out there that go, I kind of sort of know what pH is, but I have no idea, like, is there a healthy range of pH? What would that be? When you say a 6.0, that number doesn't mean anything to me. Can you elaborate a little bit so it can be more helpful to our listeners?
Sure. You ever get a piece of litmus paper? You know what a piece of litmus paper is? You can get it at the store. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Litmus paper is something that you can buy at the store. And you can just take it, and without having anything like a cup of coffee, just put it on your tongue. And it's basically a neutral color. And when you press it on your tongue, you're going to get a range of these wonderful colors. And these colors, you're going to get a little strip that will say 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and it's going to be a varying degree of green colors. And you're going to match the color that it turns when you put it on the saliva of your tongue to the colors that it's going to turn on that strip of paper. And it will tell you basically what the range of acidity or alkalinity is that it's reading in your body. And you usually do this in the morning when you haven't had that cup of tea or that cup of coffee that's going to influence it. And it can kind of give you a range of where your body's acidity or alkalinity is. And a better alkaline range would be 7 to 7.35 or above. That would be more alkaline. That would be more of an indication of health in your body.
If it's a 6 or lower, then this hypothesis, this research is saying that it believes that the coronavirus is more likely to attach, and it has a harder time or can attach at 7 and above. Is that a fair statement of what I heard?
It would be less likely in the more higher 7 alkaline ranges. It would be more likely in the lower 6 ranges. 7 or below. They're not making definitive statements. They're saying more likely and less likely. So, and they're not saying specifically coronaviruses. They're making a broader statement of pH-dependent viruses. but it would be within that scope, within that area.
Now, do you, from your research and your knowledge, just again for a clarification point, because, you know, I have some five-year-olds that listen to this show, and I make sure I ask questions so they can understand it. I always say, tell it to me like I'm a five-year-old.
Okay.
And we have the music. We have the music coming in that is for the first break. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hear more about pH, COVID, and how to better arm yourself to be more resistant.
Okay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or two arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We are here with Dr. Malloy. She is talking about things that can do that could potentially, no guarantees, potentially make you more COVID resistant. We know that, you know, all of these things are understanding better that body that we have and how it works. And with that information that she's sharing with us, you could be making some different decisions that could lead to you being missing the COVID bullet. No guarantees. And we, neither one of us are medical doctors. We do not diagnose. We do not prescribe. And all the information that she shares is educational in nature. And all the information I share is intuitive in nature. If you'd like to be part of this conversation, you can call in at 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. If you're listening to this as a replay, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, go down the timeline, make sure you like the page, go down the timeline and find this show. And if you type a question in there after the fact of the show, I will reach out to my guest or I myself, depending on the question, we'll make sure that you get an answer to it. So just because you're not listening to it live does not mean you still cannot participate. So we're talking about alkalinity and this report that you had, that you looked at, that research that talks about viruses tend to struggle more to take hold in a more alkaline environment. Is that a good summary?
That's a very good summary. You can also research and find that most diseases thrive in an alkaline environment. Degenerative illnesses, cancer, they thrive in acidic environments. They cannot survive in alkaline environments. So an alkaline environment is preferable in almost all illnesses. Almost all illnesses,
and
except maybe kidney stones. That's about the exception.
Well, I was just going to say, I was so happy you said that, because 30 years of working in the alternative, new age, health field, people make this. You're always going to be blah, blah with an alkaline. And there are a few, besides kidney stone, things that do thrive in an acid, alkaline environment. But it is a small majority. It is a small, but it's not.
Yeah, there are always a few exceptions.
Yep. There are a few exceptions. And so I always try to make sure that we don't give the impression that, hey, if you're alkaline, you'll never get sick, because it doesn't work that way. Okay.
Oh, no, there's no panacea. There are a couple of things that I'd like to recommend. If you wanted to get into a more alkaline situation for your body, if you feel that you are acidic, there are some products. One that I like is called Greens First Pro Deacidify Kit. It's a 30-day kit. It's a drink. Other things that you can do are lemon water, hot or cold. It promotes hydration, lowers your acidity level. It boosts your metabolism, and it's a great source of vitamin C. There are other things that you can do. I take a drink every morning. It's water, cranberry juice, lemon juice, and apple cider vinegar. And the cranberry juice and the lemon juice are organic, and they have absolutely no sugar in it. It's not an extremely pleasant thing, but I drink it every morning, and that helps with keeping me more alkaline.
Yep, as does apple cider vinegar. Yeah, absolutely. I actually do a green capsule called Life Source that I've been doing for years that I love. And any of this stuff, if you want more information, post something on the line. And again, I'll either forward it out to tonight's guest, or I'll answer it myself. But I struggle with green drinks. So I get the green capsules, and I just take the green capsules. And I just take them every day.
Yep.
I mean, I'm 30 days? No, because in 45 days I could be all acidic again. So I'm a lifetime hooked myself. So we're singing in the same choir.
And don't forget, this has to do with your diet too. Sugar.
Yep.
One of the worst things that you could possibly be eating. That acidifies your body so fast, it's like whiplash. Cut down on white sugars. Take that out of your diet completely if you possibly can. Fried foods, you know, eating at fast food restaurants, you know. Load up on greens.
Yeah.
Those are good things to do.
Yep. And I do want to remind our listeners that there are healthy sugars. Your body needs some sugars, and there are very healthy sugars you can take in. But white processed sugars are not one of them. And if you cut it out of your diet completely, once you recovered from the addiction withdrawal, the majority of Americans have, because the majority of Americans were hooked on white processed sugar before they could walk kept the addiction alive and well. We've had that conversation on this show before, believe it or not. What else do you have to share with us that your research has led you to with COVID?
COVID, there's another strong relationship that I've uncovered between vitamin D levels and COVID. And I actually ran into that personally. Someone in my family, actually several people in my family, may have had the COVID-19 flu virus before we even knew the word COVID-19. And when they had it, I was about to go on a trip. And every time I go on a trip, I load up on vitamin A and vitamin D. And when I did that, they were very, very ill, and I didn't come down with it. They were very sick. They were sick for almost 8 weeks, but I was overloading on this. And it's recently come out that the vitamin D and keeping your vitamin D levels higher may actually prevent you getting or suffering serious consequences from the COVID-19.
Now, in this thing that you have read, because my listeners go from that five-year-old to the person that has more health degrees than you and I put together, because I go the whole spectrum with my audience. What was there any surmise about what it was about vitamin D? Did it just give you a sunnier disposition?
Well, what I'm reading is vitamin D appears to play a role in COVID-19 mortality rates. Patients with severe deficiency are twice as likely to experience severe complications, including death. And this is research from Europe. And it says, after studying global data from the novel coronavirus, pandemic researchers have discovered a strong correlation between severe vitamin D deficiency and mortality rates. And this particular one I'm reading is led by Northwestern University. The research team conducted a statistical analysis of data from hospitals and clinics across China, France, Germany, Italy, Iran, South Korea, Spain, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom, and it also included the United States. So basically, what I was doing when I did not know I was possibly exposed to this, I was taking 50,000 units plus 5,000 a day, which is what I normally do when I travel. I take A plus B, and I never came down with anything, and several other people who were exposed to it did. And I did not understand what these people in my family had. And then I went traveling, and I was fine, and I came back, and I've never experienced any problems. Now, until we get tested, we don't know for sure. But everything that I'm seeing is indicating that high vitamin D levels, normal to high, are increasing the possibility of less severe symptoms if you do get it.
Okay. And no hypothesis on why that is from you?
This is a hypothesis, but I'm seeing it from definitely different areas. This is research from Europe. This is research from the United States as well that's saying there is a correlation, and there may be a very strong correlation between vitamin D deficiency and how this virus reacts in your system if you get it.
Okay. So let me ask you this question about vitamin D, because, first of all, listeners, we're not telling you to go out and buy your local pharmacy out of vitamin D. There are a couple of things.
Absolutely not.
There are a couple of things I always throw in when these kind of conversations happen on the Dr. Kevin Show. The first thing is not all supplements are created equal. And
correct.
B, so you have to make sure you're getting good quality, that you know what you're getting if you decide to do it. And you also want to understand and should consult somebody who has insight into, into who you are, a qualified medical practitioner. And it's really clear because you can OD to some shape or form with anything if you take too much of it.
And, absolutely. If you're going to take vitamin D, talk to your physician first. Get their opinion. Find out what your levels are. Get a test. See what their opinion is and find out what would probably be best for you.
Now, what advice would you give? Because this is this theme comes up on a regular enough basis. And I ask all my guests that have background as you do and have had training as you have, which is, what do you say to the person who has that doctor that they're stuck with because it's the one that their insurance covers, that go in and doesn't know anything about those damn vitamins and they don't do any good and that's just all somebody trying to sell you a load of crap? What happens when you go to your certified health practitioner and they're not trained on this? You don't have to take a course on this to get an MD or even a DO. What do you say to that person?
See if you can get a conversation going between someone such as myself, someone you trust. Get a dialogue going between your healthcare practitioner and someone in the healthcare, the natural healthcare field, and see if you can get even a three-way conversation going. Don't make them the enemy, but get the conversation going where they can be reasonable, they can be educated, and see if you can come to a reasonable understanding. Because they're not always unreasonable, and sometimes they feel defensive because they feel like they're being attacked. But a lot of times I find that people, because they are constrained by insurance and they feel attacked, if you open up a conversation and you start giving them information, they're really open to it. And they're willing to help you out.
Yep,
and
I
say,
think
sure.
That,
you know. You know, and, say, sure, yeah, why don't you do that? And they're willing to work with you.
Yeah, but they can't. But they also don't have the ability to advise you of something like how much D should I take, and what could be the problem with taking too little or too much. So you know, I always encourage my listeners that you know you always never be afraid to and you don't beat anybody up. You don't be a bully. You don't be mean. But sometimes we have to remind sometimes our medical professionals, you do work for me and you are giving me your best insight and you need to let me bring to the table who I want. And if I want a naturopath or an acupuncture or even a chiropractor, if I want somebody else to weigh in, I need you to be respectful and I need you to be open-minded or I need to find another doctor. And so I always encourage my listeners, don't be afraid to do that either. Again, don't be mean, but be firm. Where a lot of us were trained as children, you give all your power away to your doctor, and you should never do that.
I've had some of my clients who come in and talk to me, and they've asked me to talk to their doctor, and their doctors have turned around and said, well, could you please give me lists of vitamins that would be problems with this particular medication, this particular blood thinner. I'm not really sure how this would interact with this, or they'd say, all right, I've got this medication. I'm really not sure. I've got a patient that wants X, Y, and Z vitamin, and I'm really confused. What would this do? And I have actually spoken with medical doctors, and they've asked me for information, and we've opened up a dialogue, and it's worked out very well for their patient.
Yep.
And my client.
Yep.
I was just going to say, so never be afraid. Your doctor might be gruff, but it's sometimes not because you're the patient. It's because of the position they're in. And if you open up a dialogue, they're oftentimes more than willing to open up and go down that avenue.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, I have medical doctors of all kinds through the years that have talked to me as a medical intuitive and listened to what I had to say and put it in as part of the program. So there you go. That's always a shocking one. When we get back, we're going to see what else may help you either better manage or resist COVID with Dr. Malloy.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. Feel free to call in. It's a live call-in show, 202-570-7057. If you are listening to a replay, go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Like the page, find tonight's show, ask your question, and we will still get you an answer, even if you missed the show live. We are on with Dr. Patrice Malloy, and we are talking about some things to consider that may be helpful if you are exposed or would like to or have to deal with COVID, as she shares some of her research and her years of knowledge as an alternative health practitioner. She can be found at Lynch Chiropractic in Salem, New Hampshire, which I know very well. You do know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes. You have to tell everybody I said hello. I haven't been over in ages. I have to get back over.
I was just talking to people today, and they say hello to you, too.
Yes. So I said big kisses and hugs. What else besides pay attention to the alkalinity of your body? It could potentially make you less likely to have the virus be able to take hold if you have a more alkaline body, is what research is starting to show. And it never hurts. Like, it's not like getting alkaline is going to, like, hurt you. That vitamin D may actually, if you do get it, there's lots of research coming out that says that it could keep the symptoms at a minimum. What else do you have for my listeners? We are on the edge of our seat.
Okay, I have an immune protocol that I'd like to give your listeners, and it's some products that they probably never heard of and some they probably have. It's 6 products to take together. It's an immune protocol that has been shown great success with some very serious diseases. The first product is called Lauricedin. Lauricedin is it's a dietary supplement. It's a monolaurin. Monolaurin has antibacterial, antiviral, and other antimicrobial effects in vitro. Monolaurin is known to inactivate lipid-coated viruses by binding to the lipid protein envelope of the virus. Now, if you have run across any information about COVID-19, COVID-19 is a protein surrounded by a lipid coating, and it also has protein spikes. So right there, that tells you something. Monolaurin, it also has shown promising effects against bacteria candida yeast. So it's a very interesting product. It's also shown very good success in Lyme disease in humans. It's found in coconut oil. And the product itself it comes almost in a little pellet form. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm having a little feedback on my end. It comes in little pellet form, so it's in a little jar, and when you take it, you take the pellets and you take it right down. And when you start, please do not chew the product. It basically tastes like soap, and you swallow it down. It's very powerful. It does great things for your system, and that's the first product. The second product is called Vitality C. It's made by American Nutraceuticals. It supports a healthy immune system. It is a powdered vitamin C, but it's clinical strength. It is a vitamin C with GMS ribose. It's very, very powerful, so take it very carefully. 1 scoop in water, as it's recommended, but I wouldn't recommend that you take it in water. They said that it has a good taste. I wouldn't say that it tastes very good. I would take it in juice or something else. When you first start taking it, I would start with half a scoop or less, because it can really work through your system, and sometimes it can have an effect on your gastrointestinal system to start with a smaller amount.
Okay, so I do. Yep, and you've given us two. And so the first thing is, A, she is not prescribing any of these products.
No, I'm just recommending a protocol if you want to take something to help strengthen your immune system. And
yep,
if you get something.
Yep. And so this is an immune protocol she has worked with her clients with that has been very helpful. And if you cannot figure out how to put this immune protocol on my timeline, email it to me, and I will put it on my timeline as something that you recommend. Again, as you know, we always have to be very clear about this, because there are those people out there who jump to conclusions. So continue, please.
Oh, no. The third product is a Gamma E. It is a vitamin E. The kind that I like is Life Extension. It's a very particular form of Gamma E. But if you take any kind of blood thinner, I don't recommend you take a vitamin E at all. So be very, very aware of that. But it's part of the protocol. The third product is Echinacea. It's an Echinacea Premium. The kind that I like is by Standard Process. And that particular product is expensive, but there's another Echinacea that they have. It's called Echinacea C. I sometimes put that in there instead if you can't afford the first product. The third is oregano oil, which has wonderful benefits to it. And if you look these up individually, they have extraordinary immune-supporting benefits. And the last one is RM10 by Garden of Life, and that is a compilation of mushrooms. And all of them have extraordinary benefits. And I could go down the list of what they do for you and the and what they list they do for you. But together,
so,
I've had a lot of success with them, and people are very, very happy with them.
So, you know, again, we always start with here. I'm going to see if I can get this list and both of what the supplement itself is, because, you know, you may be drawn to get the C that she recommends, or you may be drawn to just go get a C. A C is a great thing. A C has a wonderful long history and is often underrated by a lot of the stuff that it has shown that it can do through the years. So we don't really tend to recommend specific products, but these are the products you like best, and that's okay. But we're
going to take
that
list.
These are the
ones that I like.
We'll post it.
Right. But vitamin C's, mushrooms, put them all together, and they're great. And they have very good effects on the human body, and they can bolster your immune system. But use the products that you like. These just happen to work for us. Where I work and the people that I've worked with.
And so it's so again, she's going to get this list to me one way or the other so we can make sure, because those of you out there going, slow down, how do you spell that? What was that again? What is
I know. I know I zipped right through it, and, you know, I could go through each product, but we don't have a lot of time and what it can do for you. But everybody knows vitamin C is very good for you, and it has a long history. And I'm all for, you know, eat an orange. And if you eat an orange, eat the white part of the orange, because that has more vitamin C in it than the fleshy part of the orange. You know, these are little things that you can do all through the day.
Yep. So
other things that you can do are essential oils. People love essential oils. And there are other little itty bitty things that you can do for yourself. When you put your mask on, when you go out, I'm just throwing really quick things in here that are natural. Peppermint oil. Some people believe in peppermint oil. Some people don't. I think it's good for you. Peppermint oil, I just take a little dab of peppermint oil and put it on my tongue. I think personally that it has good antiviral effects, and it wafts up into my sinuses, and it has some special benefits for me. And this is from a personal point of view, an antiviral point of view, as I believe natural health is. And what's the worst that can happen? I have great breath.
Yep.
I put that
yep.
on under my mask, and that's fabulous. And that can add to your daily routine.
Yep. I spray my mask every time I go out, and I'm wearing a mask. When I do that, I spray it with a thyme-based oil, because that also has wonderful properties. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yep.
And thieves essential oils. I like that one as well. Thieves essential oils. That has wonderful. That has a beautiful compilation in it. I like it. That's like cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, lemon. I spray that. And the worst is, you smell fabulous.
So one of the things that I like to put out, that I'd like to remind people of, is if you're going to use oils, and I love oils, I blend oils for my clients. When I'm doing protocols and things, I use oils myself, and I think that they're terribly underutilized for the power they have. But there are a couple of things.
Not all oils are created the same, and be very, very careful with them. Read all the safety precautions that have to do with them. Do not ingest them, because a lot of them can be very toxic. And follow all the manufacturer's recommendations for them.
Yep. And there are some oils you can ingest that are food grade oils, but you want to do that with a health practitioner that works with oils, and you always want to make sure they're food grade. And, you know, and some of the essential oils, some of the aromatherapy therapies that are out there, please understand, a scented candle can oftentimes, if you buy it at the local box store and it's cheap and you go, well, I'm smelling that and it's going to be helpful, you are smelling scented basically scented burning car fumes, because there is actually no health benefits there. And every time we ever bring up essential oils and aromatherapy on this program, I point out the fact that a lot of candles and other things that tout the benefit of aromatherapy are not made with pure essential oils. So You have to do your due diligence. You have to talk to people that you trust, people that are knowledgeable in the field. And if you are really looking for a good health practitioner to work with someone like a Dr. Malloy, then, you know, you can also ask around to people that you know of. Who do you know that does this that you trust? You know, you've heard from Dr. Malloy today, and I can definitely vouch for the whole team at Lynch. I have had years of interactions with them, and I know that they have got a very high standard of who they let work at that practice. We've had a couple of interactions, but not the extensive interactions I've had with Dr. Lynch or Carolyn or things like that. But I do know that the place you're at would never have anybody that wasn't of the highest quality working there. So I feel comfortable sharing that with my listeners. Any other little tips or thing? I mean, one of the things I tell every time I'm out and I come back and I've been out in the world, I have a cup of ginger root tea, because that helps with any possible exposure in my world. That you're not going to find that in your research paper. Remember, my stuff is I come from that kooky, wacky, woo-woo side, but I'm very upfront about it.
Well, one of the tips, go ahead. Well, this is a tip overall, and we're going to be starting going back out into the communities, and we're going to be going out into the public again as businesses and other things open up. And this has been a personal complaint or myth of mine for many, many years. Toilet seats, public toilets, and in your own home. Carry your own tissues when you go out into public bathrooms, and when you go into a public toilet, if the toilet paper isn't covered by a cover and it's an open toilet, it doesn't have a lid that will come down, please take the toilet roll paper and unroll at least one roll of the paper, because when you flush the toilet, that flush propels what's the water in the toilet 6 feet or more. There are droplets that just go all over the inside of that stall, and you're getting contaminated droplets everywhere. And the same thing will happen if you don't put the lid down in your home. And think where that goes: your towels, your razor, your hairbrush, your toothbrush.
Yep.
And that's spreading contaminants everywhere. So think about that.
Thank you for coming on, and we will see you next week here on the Dr. Kevin Show with Matt Connerton, as we do Matt Connerton. We unleash Matt Connerton once again to give us the commentary of what's going on in the world of politics. Thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Kevin Show. Be safe, stay safe, and be well.